Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here as we launch into the second hour of the program. Of course, the toll-free numbers are available for you at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. A government, we'll tell you where, has spent $3.8 million on some bike racks. And apparently, the job's not done yet.
Oh, my.
Tell you more about that. Coming up with you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
So we've been talking about government monopolies and their inefficiency, and overall the discussion has been, well, it started out about what is it that defines a state agent? You know, at what point, if you're a business with government contracts, at what point do you basically become the state? You know, if you've got X percentage of your revenue is coming from the government. There's probably more to say about that. I think you'd barely even gotten into a couple paragraphs on this reason piece.
Well, there's five main points, and we've gone through three of them. So there's only
great.
Two more.
So we'll get into more of that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome here. Let's go to the phones. To the fun, WNIS listener Scott is on the line, listening in Norfolk, Virginia. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, first-time listener, first-time caller. I wanted to bring to the discussion the potential that there is competition for the power companies in the guise of I live in the country and I'm on the local rural electric provider. It's a cooperative, and I do not get my power from the main power source governed by the state. Now, yes, the electric cooperative has to meet the same criteria as the primary provider.
Are you required to tie into the primary provider?
No.
No, okay, cool.
Okay, how does it work, though? As the primary provider in that area, could you purchase power from them?
I don't really know, because the house I bought was already plumbed, if you will, for power from the cooperative. And
who owns the lines? Is it the cooperative?
The cooperative does, yes.
Do they own the poles on which the lines are run?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so then presumably there's not a second set of power lines up there for the major provider. Are they just not in that region or not in that area at all? Do you know?
They're not. They're just not in that area. It's a sporadic set, but it does tend to have its benefits. If we have a power outage, I mean, I live in the country. We get ice storms and tree limbs come down and bring the lines down and so on and so forth, or even heavy wet snow. But those linemen are, I mean, they're on it. They're on it so quickly, it's, you know, you don't have to sit on hold with the main primary provider to let them know that your power's out. So
how do you guys generate the power out there? Like, what's the main source?
It's coal-fired, primarily coal-fired plant, but it also is supplemented with local nuclear from Surrey Nuclear Power Plant.
So there you go. That's what you were suggesting a little bit earlier, Ian, like a small nuclear plant just running a neighborhood or some sort.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that their plant is much larger, but nuclear technology can't allow for that.
Yes, that plant is obviously heavily regulated by the NRC and so on and so forth.
So you're basically a co-owner as a co-op, right? You're part owner, essentially, of this power company.
That's actually correct. Once a year, we get a check back, you know, and, you know, it's just for being a part owner. I mean, it's usually in November. I think the last check I got was like $111 or something like that. It's just a little, you know, a little windfall profit once a year.
How does that work? If you're, how are you getting a check back if you're a paying customer and co-owner? I mean, shouldn't they just reduce your rates? How does that work? Why are you getting a check back?
That would cut it too close. You wouldn't be able to operate.
I see. So it's later on at the end of the year. If they've made enough money, you get a dividend, basically.
Right.
The idea?
Yes, that's correct. The other point I wanted to bring to the discussion from a competition standpoint, and I know this would not work for all users of energy, but I mean, I have the option of putting solar panels all over the roof of my house and generating power from alternative source, storing it in batteries.
Yeah, so I'm glad that you do, but that's not the case everywhere.
Yeah.
That's exactly why I prefaced it by saying that it wouldn't work for everybody. So,
I just wanted to clarify, because when you said it wouldn't work for everybody, I took that to mean, like, a limitation of physics, whereas there's a limitation of government in a lot of places.
Well, there's also a limitation of sunlight in some places as well, or just wouldn't work to do solar.
I was thinking in terms of, you know, multifamily complexes like apartment buildings. You still have to pay power company to power your devices.
And the reason I asked my question was because even if you put up solar panels, a lot of times you're still required to tie in to the main line.
Yeah, there's regulations.
Oh, yeah.
You're just banned from having solar powers panels.
Really?
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You sound like you live in a really good area for electricity, and I'm glad that there are places like that. It's just not the case in most places.
I want to know how many customers your area serves? Like, how many people are tied into this?
In my zip code, I don't know, 616, something like that. Small, but it's basically scattered all over Southeast Virginia. And
this company serves how many thousands of people across Virginia? I mean, what is their total?
About 30,000, I believe.
So that's pretty small. Cool, man. Hey, thanks for sharing. Anything else you want to throw out there, Scott? Go ahead.
One last point, and then I'll get off the phone. You brought to the discussion cable and satellite as far as being competition for one another. As a consumer, I could choose not to use either one of them. I don't have to have a television set. I do have to have power running my house.
Yeah, I've never owned a TV.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
But it is still... It is still a monopoly as far as cable services concerned, because a given governmental structure in an area will essentially grant that to one company. I mean, it's certainly true that you're not obligated to hook up to their service, but if you do, you don't have any other choices for cable.
Well, and let's also say that power and electricity is a luxury item in much of the world.
I mean,
there's places in the world that don't have it.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
They're that far behind.
You would still have a problem. There are people who have had things happen to them, like had TPS called on them because their lights were out. Mm-hmm. You would still have a problem without having electricity if you live in the U.S.
Thank you, Scott, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Well, I mean, that's not necessarily true. I mean, there are some people who choose to not have power. That is just, you know, they're living out in the woods, and they just don't want to have that kind of fancy stuff, you know? Those people exist. Now, whether or not CPS knows about them is a whole other question.
Yeah,
or they got nosy neighbors. They probably
don't
have
neighbors. You're never going to have any legal issues for not having cable.
Sure.
You can acquire legal issues by not having electricity.
Yeah. But again, if you live out in the middle of the woods and you don't even have neighbors, there's not anybody to report on you. Because usually the people that bring CPS about are busybody neighbors who, you know, they don't have anything better to do than watch what you're doing over at your house and call police and call CPS and things like that. So if you're living out in the woods and you can't even see the next house, then odds are whoever it is that's the closest to you doesn't know who you are. And if they do know, they don't care what you're doing, because that's just kind of the mentality when you're out there.
That's a nice place to be, man.
Yeah, let's go to Ratspeed. He's on the line on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Ratspeed.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, where are you calling from tonight?
The internet.
Did he rewind the tape to say internet?
I've thought about that. That's not just a cop-out. I've actually thought about that if I did consider myself to be part of a nationality, it would be the internet.
Mm.
I would really think the internet is some form of nation, but that's not why I called, though.
Sure.
The reason why I called is because this discussion about what is a government agency and what isn't, that actually brings the whole idea about the post office and their peculiar situation that's going on.
All right. right, well, stand by. Hold that thought, Ratspeed. We'll bring it back here in moments. We can talk about the post office, because it's always in trouble. In the last decade, it's been pretty bad. Hemorrhaging cash, big time, needing to do something different, but they have to ask Congress's permission anytime they want to do something different. So they're pretty hamstrung. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DinoVite.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two. Get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DinoVite.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Also, coming up in just about a month from now, maybe 4 weeks, I think, it's going to be LibertyCon happening April 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. If you want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for the purposes of maybe career advancement or internship opportunities, for instance, you can do that at LibertyCon and meet some cool people all over the place, I imagine. It's going to be a big convention. I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to a LibertyCon before, but I will be there, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. You can join us there and save $10 off your tickets by using code FTL at LibertyCon.com. Already the tickets are very affordable. They're, I think, $99 for the regular price tickets, so knock $10 off that by going to LibertyCon.com and using code FTL. It's April 3rd through the 5th, and if you're a student, you get an even bigger discount. Student tickets, I think, are like $49, $50, something like that. There's going to be some debates. There's going to be great speakers like John Mackey and others. Head over to LibertyCon.com, and we will see you there in early April, the 3rd through the 5th, as we continue back with Rat Speed. He's calling us from the Internet. Rat Speed, go ahead with your thoughts.
So, to recap real quick, because it's been a while since we discussed, since the beginning of the show, Melanie, you were mentioning that in order, well, at least one of the, in your opinion, if I'm not mistaken, you're saying that one of the reasons why something is a government agency or is an agent of the government, an extension of it, is because they get funding and the post office.
Okay, so, no, so just because you get any government funding at all does not make you a government agency. Google is a government agency because they are funded, directed, and controlled by the CIA. The CIA is an arm of the federal government. I don't know why that's confusing. The post office is also a federal agency.
Yes, yes. Now, this gets interesting. The history of the post office is a little bit interesting. From its inception in 1792 all the way until 1971, when the union earned collective bargaining rights, Nixon decided to drop them as a direct cabinet department and turn them into an independent agency, and they are funded by their own stamps. In other words,
they're
there's
not.
No longer
what do you mean,
any governments.
Hold on. What do you mean they're not, Melanie? They're funded by their own operating revenue.
No.
Yeah, possibly. There's no subsidies.
Okay, so because I knew this was going to be an issue, come back to the page. USPS.
It's also a lot of advertising, right? Like your junk mail, the junk mail you get.
Ah, so that's why we get the junk mail, is because they don't get any subsidies from
okay,
the, from
taxpayers.
Okay,
so facts.usps.com .1. This is the kind of language that these individuals use. Zero tax dollars used. The Postal Service receives no tax dollars for operating expenses and relies on the sales of postage products and services to fund its operations.
Yes.
In English, that leads one to believe that they don't take tax money, but that is not what that sentence means legally. That does not count pensions, that does not count buildings, that does not count trucks, that does not count a lot of things that a normal human being would think of as expenses because they are legally assets.
I wasn't expecting there would be any contention on this fact.
You called the wrong show, sir.
Okay, no. Well,
this is a very shadily worded sentence, and this is the sentence that they have over the website.
We've read about this before in the past, and as I understand it, because I thought they were funding their pensions with taxes, but I don't think that they are.
Okay,
website, about.ups.com, retirement, the Postal Service participates in the Federal Retirement Program, which provides a deferred benefit pension as well as disability coverage. Eligibility is determined by your age and number of years of credible service.
I was going to cover this. Let me see if I can, because I know we have limited amount of time. So up until 1971, they were subsidized by tax spending. When Nixon lost the war or the battle between them and between his cabinet and the union, he decided to drop them and saying, okay, you guys are on your own. If you guys want to have collective bargaining rights, you're going to have to deal with your own budget. And from there, that's when they started having quote unquote subsidies, if you want to call them that, through spam, through junk mail. And that's why they have so many, you know, deals with like Amazon, things like that, because they're still trying to figure out how to make money now that people don't send letters.
If they're private and they haven't made money since the 70s, how do they still exist?
No, I say they do make money. They make it through the collection of the funds that are used for sending the mail from the commercial entities that hire them to send that mail. In other words, I have a bunch of bulk mail. I need to have that sent in the post office. I'm going to get, so they set the rates. Actually,
well, that's not true either. Congress has the rates.
Wait. Well, okay, hold on here. So they have certain regulation among themselves, but the reason why they are a government agency is because essentially the government says they are. It's just like the CIA. The CIA is also an independent agency of the government.
The CIA is not a private organization.
No, I said they're an independent agency.
What does that mean, though? They're independent. That means that they...
That's what gets really messy.
It really doesn't. You're either a state agency or you're not. There
they operate outside the purview
where
of the federal
debate.
Government.
Yeah. I'm willing to have an honest debate as to whether YouTube is a government agency or not, but I'm not going to... No, I'm not... Whether or not the CIA is a government agency is not up for debate. I'm sorry.
I'm not making this claim, Melanie. This is on Wikipedia.
Well, you're the one calling, so you are making the claim. Wikipedia is also making the claim. I don't care. Wikipedia didn't call me to say this foolishness. You did.
Because I was using this as my premise for the reason why I was calling in, not for the actual debate itself, because this was established fact. Now, whether or not the facts can be debated, that's a different story altogether. But
it's clearly a disputed fact.
It's not a fact, though. The CIA being a private agency is not a fact in any use of the term.
I'd like to look it up on Wikipedia. I mean, there's no way I can
continue
the conversation.
Wikipedia
can
say that pi equals 3. That doesn't make it true.
I understand that, Melanie. Calm down. There's no reason to get upset about this. I'm just stating what the official...
Okay, but here's what I don't understand.
If you're not
going
to adopt the position, don't tell me what it is.
Hold on.
Because you're the one we're talking
okay.
to.
You guys aren't getting anywhere. Look, what I don't understand is how the post office can lose billions of dollars every single year and not have the government come along with taxpayer money and shore them up. How are they losing that much money and still operating without having some sort of taxpayer funding? Now, they claim they don't, and everything we've ever read says they don't, but I don't understand where does that money come from?
What venture capitalist would invest in the post office at this point?
Well, one simple word, corruption. What happened is when the post office, private lobbyists, mainly Republican, went to Congress to lobby them to start trying to privatize the post office. The post office stands to make private entities a ton of money if they can gain control over it. So that retirement fund, Melanie, that you were mentioning, that's actually, there are millions or billions of dollars being held because the government says that it can, to hold it for a retirement fund that it's probably never going to see, because by the time that they actually get that money, the post office probably won't exist as it stands today. It'll probably be privatized. So
pensions are fractionally funded.
According to...
not zero funded.
There's more coming up here. Thank you, Ransby, for the call tonight. They're $100 billion in the hole.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The state of Washington is considering expanding voluntary cancellations of events and gatherings as the coronavirus continues to spread in the state. Governor Jay Inslee on CBS's Face the Nation.
Comic-Con's been postponed. We have a number of school closures. We are contemplating some next steps, particularly to protect our vulnerable populations in our nursing homes and like. and we are looking to determine whether mandatory measures are required.
The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Anthony Fauci, spoke on NBC on who needs to protect themselves.
The question is, if you're a vulnerable person, take it seriously, because particularly when you have community spread, you may not know at any given time that there are people who are infected.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want here. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
And also want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and cryptocurrency in general. Maybe you're new to these concepts. Well, there's they got like an introductory section over there. I think they call it the Bitcoin Academy. At least that's what it was called the last time I looked at it. I don't have to go there very often because I'm not new to Bitcoin. But even for people who are new to Bitcoin, there's some useful news and information over there at the news site at news.bitcoin.com. So be sure you get on over to bitcoin.com where you can learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Or you can buy some over at local.bitcoin.com where you can use dozens of payment methods globally. So head on over to bitcoin.com and get started on your cryptocurrency journey. As we continue here, we've been talking most recently about the Postal Service and whether or not they're a government agency and what that even really means. I mean, they are technically sort of semi-private in that Ratspeed was correct from my understanding that they are supposedly operating and their budget is coming from their sales and their services, the things that they provide, but
supposedly being the
they go way
there.
Out of their way to make statements that make that sound accurate.
And you're saying they're covering something up.
It's not.
But that's just your belief, right? Like, you don't know for sure.
I mean, no, I'm not like an omnipotent god, but based on the available evidence, that is the only conclusion.
Have you read the financial statements of the U.S. Postal Service, Melanie? Can you cite the specific figures of where they're getting all their funding from?
They're getting it from the federal government and stamps.
They have to be getting something from the federal government. I mean, at least...
Because the math doesn't add up. You cannot run a business for 30 years, a billion in the hole, and still exist.
It's not just a billion in the hole. According to Reason.com, this is from, not quite a year ago, May of 2019. And this isn't unusual. They've had stories, there have been stories like this about the Postal Service for the last decade plus. Basically, ever since email came out, they started to lose volume on their, day-to-day mail.
But first-class stamps just keep going up in price.
But it's not enough to fill in the gaps. It's not enough to stop the hemorrhaging of the cash. Now, they are seeing more packages being delivered, and so they're making money there, but they're still overall losing billions. According to the story here, they lost more than $2 billion in the second quarter of the fiscal year in 2019. And then according to other stories, they've lost $3.6 billion in just 6 months. The agency has $100 billion in unfunded pension liabilities and, quote, no clear path to profitability, according to a White House assessment report released in 2018. The Post Office
let those pensioners starve, then.
They have lost $69 billion since 2007. So you can't just lose that kind of money and stay in business if you're just running off of revenues from the stamps. So there's something else, going on here. I'm not an expert on finance.
Well,
so.
Rajpeet said corruption, right? He didn't specifically
say... Corruption is not an income stream. It might be a type of income stream. It might be a description of your income stream, but it's not an income stream.
Let's go to Jim. He's in Virginia listening to WNIS in Norfolk. Hello, Jim. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there. Hi. I've got three quick things to add to this conversation. And the first thing I'm going to say is going to sound outrageous, and I wish I could give you some attribution for this. But when it comes to Wikipedia, what I've been told and what I've actually seen in the past is that it was started by a retired, quote-unquote, CIA agent. So there's a well-known saying, start with Wikipedia, but never finish there when you're looking for information, okay?
Yeah, now, well, they have the citations down at the bottom. Right.
Well, the thing is, there's, your facts and there's other people's facts and there's truth. But
what you do is you look at the citation and then you determine whether or not you think that that is a valid citation.
Can you find corroborating evidence?
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And, of course, anybody can go in there and change things around. Not anybody, but anyways, but the issue about the post office, where do they get their funding and all of that whole issue? There's something that I can give you a personal example of what I know about what they do. Okay. I'm not with the post office, but one day I was at the local gas station that is near the post office and I looked down on the ground and it's like, oh, there's a card there. And so I pick up the card. Somebody dropped their credit card for the pump. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, GSA. And it's GSA for the post office.
If the GSA, what does that stand for?
Pay,
what is GSA stand
Government
for?
Services Administration.
Okay.
If the post office is not paying for their own gas, and the gas is being funneled to them through a government credit card.
Right. Gotcha.
And the thing is, I took the card to the post office, and I went and I asked for the postmistress, and she wasn't in, so the assistant came out, and when she saw the card, she became very agitated. Where did you get this from? I'm like, I'm doing you a favor bringing it back to you. It's like,
yeah, seriously, back up.
Give
back
me
up
the third degree.
Yeah.
Like, it was on the ground, but she didn't want me to,
the secret is out.
Give it, right. Okay. Well, Trump has brought up the issue that, Jeff Bezos with Amazon is getting a sweetheart deal and all of his packages are being shipped through the post office at lower rates. And by the way, our stamp rates are going up and up to make up the difference for his low cost postage. But that's all.
Well, and they're not covering it because if they really needed the stamps to cover the shortage.
Then they'd be making money.
Yeah.
Right?
We have no idea how much a stamp really should cost because
exactly.
It's a federal agency and they don't have price signals.
Right. It shouldn't cost the same amount of money to send something from Alaska to Florida as it costs from Florida to Georgia. But it does.
Or Keene to Manchester.
When it comes to the Postal Service. Jim, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Now, the issue about Google and the whole thing that started this whole conversation. Okay. Google was a DARPA project, okay? Facebook was a DARPA project. When the money that starts out these projects, okay, and they turn into, you know, billion-dollar, you know, and by the way, Alphabet Incorporated owns Google and YouTube and all other things. But, you know, I always wondered, it's like, how is it that Sergey, that they're able to land their 747 at Moffett Field? And it's like, well, you know, they got a sweetheart deal by, you know, leasing, you know, part of it from NASA for 60 years for $1 point something billion.
That's still a sweetheart deal. That doesn't make them part of NASA or part of the government.
But the thing is that these are deals that not everybody else is having made available to them. And I'm saying, you know, when you start out being, you know, a research project and then you go commercial, okay, there's still government fingers in the pie.
Yeah, I have looked for states' involvement in Facebook and found allegations of it. Was not able to ever find anything solid on that. Google, though, is definitely.
Well, I mean, certainly Facebook is looking to appease the state. Just look at their behavior after they announced the Facebook Libra last year. I mean, they've just been. They're trying to do everything they can to get into the good graces of the state.
Right.
Jim?
But anybody who has ever tried to do a search on Google for a controversial subject that doesn't help, you know, a certain side's, you know, narrative, you know, their stuff gets disappeared all the time. You can go to the Wayback Machine, and whole websites are disappeared from the Wayback Machine. So, you know, who's doing a favor for who?
Thanks, Jim, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Here's a story. Since we've been talking about the post office, I've got some more updated numbers because I was giving you some numbers from earlier in 2019. There is a report here from Government Executive. This is a website for government executives.
Is it a .gov website?
No, it's a commercial site. GovExec.com. Written in November of 2019, Postal Service doubles annual losses to $8.8 billion in fiscal year 2019, more than doubling its losses from the previous year. We can tell you more about the just terrible financial shape of the post office. The toll-free number is 855-453. Trump, however, has proposed a $97 billion savings package that should so-called restore solvency to the cash-strapped agency. Believe that one? We'll tell you more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been just talking throughout the show tonight about what is it that makes a company private versus a state agency.
If they admit to being a state agency on their own website, I'd say that's a pretty good indicator that they're a state agency.
Are you talking about the Postal Service?
Yes.
In that case? Well, they sort of try to pretend like they're a private company.
Oh, they go way out of their way to try to make people think they're a private company, but...
But they have a monopoly granted to them.
And they're run and operated and funded by the federal government.
They are not necessarily funded by the federal government, and that's kind of one of the things we were talking about. They are funded ostensibly by their sales of the products and the services that they offer.
The only claim they're even making for that is operating expenses.
Yeah. But they're also, so in addition to that, they also have to go to the federal government to get approvals on how to run their business. So they are still very, very controlled
by the
federal government. So, for instance, if they wanted to, as they proposed in recent years, to cut back on delivery instead of doing 6 days a week, do only three or something like that, they would have to get approval from Congress in order to
just
change that.
And private companies don't have to do that.
I know that.
So fact that
I agree with you that they are a government agency masquerading as though they are private.
So facts that USPS.com, point five, competition and collaboration, the Postal Service both competes and collaborates with the private sector.
Yeah.
UPS and FedEx pay the Postal Service to deliver hundreds of millions of their ground packages, and USPS pays
and Amazon.
UPS and FedEx for air transportation. So it makes no sense to say that you compete with the private sector if you yourself are... the private sector.
What if they change that one word to competes with the private sector to competes in the private sector?
Well, then that sentence would make sense if they were a private company.
Okay. Right.
But they can't say that because they know that they're a federal agency.
They're not as...
Everything on this page is technically accurate. It's just highly misleading and obfuscated.
Right. They aren't a truly private company. They should be. They should be set loose. Like, okay, here you go. Good luck. If you can live or die, you know, based on whether or not you can sell enough products or services to continue existing, good luck. If you need to, you know, sell off your assets at a fraction of their value so somebody else can take it over and actually make it work somehow, then good. But that, of course, is not the proposal that's on the table. There is a proposal from the Trump administration, and we can tell you about that here. But first, the story from GovExec.com about they lose or lost $8.8 billion in fiscal year 2019, more than doubling its losses from its previous year. So things are not getting better for the Postal Service. Raising the rates is not going to help. You raise the rates enough, you're just going to give people reasons to come up with alternative ways to deliver things. And remember, one of the other benefits the Postal Service has that the others don't is free rent, because most of their buildings are provided by the federal government, so they have no cost to their actual operations as far as rent is concerned. In addition to that, the Postal Service is, like I said, they always have to keep going back to Congress to get permission to do things differently, which means they can't change quickly. So if they need to do something different, they got to go and convince all these dumb politicians to try to figure it out.
So similar to a question I raised earlier, is it not better then that they are technically an agency of the state? Because if they were set out on their own, had to incur all these additional expenses, had to raise their rates, don't you think the consumer backlash from doing, like if the true cost of a first class letter was like $1.50 or $2 or whatever, don't you think the backlash from consumers who now have to see that price to send the letter, to buy a stamp?
Yeah. Well, that would be great because
I don't care. That's the problem.
Right. One of the other benefits that they have that the others don't is, and this is what I wanted to say before, they have the benefit of a monopoly on first-class mail.
Right.
So any mail that's under a dollar is exclusively able to be delivered by the Postal Service. It's not legal for you to create a company and offer to deliver mail for under a dollar.
Right.
UPS and FedEx cannot have offers for under a dollar. So once the price of a first-class stamp goes above a dollar, unless they change the law, which they could do,
right,
then they will finally be subject to competition in that area.
Last time I looked up that law, it was tied to the price of a stamp, so mm-hmm. It kind of automatically...
It does go up? Interesting.
But
right,
if that's the case, though, could FedEx or UPS find a way to deliver first-class mail cheaper than what you're paying now?
They could, yeah, possibly.
Even though right now it's subsidized so highly?
So they might be more efficient if they were actually subject to market pressures. And because UPS and FedEx legally cannot undercut the post office, we don't know what efficiencies they could create, although UPS gets a lot of grants, that would be able to be sustained if they had the market share that they would have if there wasn't somebody doing it at all at an $8 billion, whatever, $12 billion, whatever it was, loss.
That's what I'm saying. But they're already operating at such a loss that you have to, I make the assumption that the cost would be so much greater than what it is now, right? Like right now, first class stamps like 55 cents.
And it might go up, and if it does, I don't care, then only mail letters that are worth that to you. But I have no reason, because right now you're looking at government waste, so we have no idea what a stamp should cost. Maybe it should cost 25 cents. We have no idea.
Well, the results mark the 13th consecutive year the mailing agency has lost money. Although USPS did post a slight uptick in revenue to $71.3 billion, a precipitous decrease in mail usage continued to wreak havoc on the Postal Service's finance, with overall volume dropping by 3.8 billion pieces in the last year. Postal management suggested the spike in its losses over fiscal 2018 was not as dramatic as it appears at first glance. They're trying to do damage control. After controlling for an adjustment to interest rates paid for workers' compensation, losses this past fiscal year were $6.7 billion compared to $5.3 billion in the previous year. Oh, there's no problem. We only lost another billion this
only
this year. USPS also took $7.3 billion onto its books for payments into its retiree pension fund and to pre-fund health benefits for future retirees, though it failed to actually make those payments due to its precarious financial situation. The Postal Service is seeking changes to its statutory requirements for those payments to give it more operational flexibility. Still, the agency's losses on the parts of its business that management can control spiked to $3.4 billion, a 70% increase from fiscal year 2018. 2018. They've relied on the growth of their shipping and package revenue, which accounts now for one-third of its business, to make up for losses from regular mail, because, again, regular mail is going to continue to go down. Older folks who are more likely to send a letter to their grandson or whatever are dying off. Younger people have no real reason to use mail. You see a high level of businesses trying to encourage customers to go paperless, except email delivery for bills and things like that, because it just makes more sense financially if a company doesn't have to send out paper notices. That saves them money, let alone the cost of the actual stamps and such. Shipping revenue was only up 6% this year, however, and actually declined in each of the last two quarters compared to the same periods a year previous. The Postmaster General, Megan Brennan, attributed the slowdown to increasing competition. She noted management
first-class mail
is continued to... email is a competitor, right? She noted management is continuing to make adjustments and cut costs, but reiterated her ongoing plea for Congress to provide reforms and for the agency's regulators to give the USPS governing board more freedom to set prices. So they can't make
a dollar tax on every email sent.
Any decisions whatsoever, basically. She said, quote, however, revenue growth in our package business will never be enough to offset imbalances in the Postal Service's business model, which must be addressed through legislative and regulatory reforms in order to secure a sustainable future, said Brennan. USPS cut 4.3 million work hours in the last three quarters of fiscal 2019 through attrition and reduction in overtime. Spending on salaries and benefits still increased by $1 billion, or 2%, and overall expenses jumped up by $1.9 billion. The agency paid off $2.2 billion in debt during the year, but still has $11 billion in debt outstanding. So, I mean, this is just a situation that no business could survive.
I mean, they might just have an outdated business model.
Delivering yes, they do.
Letters might just not be a viable business.
It's not. That's what she just said.
There's no... Well, but
that's
we
what the Postmaster General just said.
Well, we technically don't know if it is, but it
even
is
their
very
delivery
likely
vehicles.
She can tell you it's not viable.
Well, no, she can't. She can tell you if she's losing money, but she doesn't have pricing.
I see what you're saying. The Postal Service recently issued its largest ever increase in the price of a stamp, but is currently fighting a legal battle to ensure its implementation. I hadn't heard about that. That's interesting. So there you go. They're still having tremendous financial difficulties, but the Trump administration has a proposal, a slew of changes to the Postal Service's operations. This story also from govexec.com, written just a few weeks ago, February 10th.
Run it like Trump's other businesses.
You meaning failures? It says it will save $97 billion and put the financially strapped agency back on a stable path. This was included in a 2021 budget proposal, and absent changes, the administration estimates the agency will lose $7 billion this year and $8 billion through the year 2030. As part of the reforms, they said the Postal Service should offer employees lower pay that would put them in more in line with other federal employees. Well, good luck, because there's a Postal
with
Service...
With other federal employees, and this is from the post office, right?
Yeah, and, okay. And there is a Postal Union, by the way, that's going to stand in the way of that kind of change. There's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts on the Postal Service. It's free talk.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.